George Zimmerman. He is Vice President for Travel Michigan at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. He's the guy who's in charge of the Pure Michigan campaign. George, how are you?
Doing great, thanks.
All right, you're not going to have to sell me because I know that in the mid-Michigan area, when races are out at MIS, you'll get 50,000 people that watch it on TV. You get 100,000 people that attend the race, and millions from all over the country will watch the race on national television. But there's going to be a lot of people who say, why in the world would Pure Michigan be a sponsor for the August race at MIS?
Great question, and we really think it's a great partnership. We've got four strong brands working together, Pure Michigan, Michigan International Speedway, NASCAR, obviously, and ESPN, which will carry the Pure Michigan 400 live on Sunday, August 21st. We think we're the first state tourism brand ever to be the title of a Sprint Cup race, obviously the top class for NASCAR. And like you say, there's a couple of parts to this. One, the 100,000 fans who will come to more than 100,000 will be at MIS that Sunday, 60% of them from out of state. Prime targets for us, and we're going to try to grow that. In fact, Michigan International Speedway will be spending about $600,000 on advertising to promote the Pure Michigan 400. Obviously, we benefit from that. But then the other part, and maybe even the bigger part in some ways, is 75 million NASCAR fans nationally. They will be exposed to the Pure Michigan 400 messaging, not just on race day, but frankly, leading up to race day, too. I mean, you know, ESPN will spend that whole week promoting their coverage of the Pure Michigan 400, in addition to the commercials we'll run in the race. So lots of promotional opportunities here. We think it's a great deal.
How much does it cost Pure Michigan to be a part of this sponsorship?
It's about $975,000 for everything, for all of the parts. And we're actually paying for it not with state funds, but with MEDC corporate funds. We had actually, you know, our budget for the state funds that we get was already kind of allocated for the year or so. This is actually not state funds, but corporate funds at the MEDC. But, you know, we think it's a tremendous opportunity, and we think that it's our first year, obviously, doing a sponsorship of this scale, a title sponsorship of a NASCAR Sprint Cup race. And afterwards, we'll be doing an evaluation on, you know, what we got out of it, what promotionally we got out of it, what kind of response we got to it. But on the surface, it looks like a heck of a deal.
When did the process start, and when did the deal get done?
It's relatively recently. In fact, MIS came to us recently and said, you know, we think there's a way to do this. We'd actually been talking to them for a while, but never could quite get it put together. And they finally put an offer on the table that we couldn't resist. And so we're going to go for it.
All right. And tell us about the Pure Michigan campaign. What are you doing around the country as far as your spots, and how's that going?
It's going great. You know, the national advertising is on about 25 cable networks. Started March 14th, runs through early July, and that's another thing we like about this NASCAR partnership in August is our fall advertising regionally doesn't start till September, and we go off the air nationally, you know, first week of July. So the promotion around the Pure Michigan 400 actually will fill that void that we had July and into August as far as keeping the Pure Michigan message out there, both regionally and nationally.
Tell us about the trinkets and towels and all that kind of stuff that you've been selling. What are the total sales from that? And tell us a little bit about what you're selling.
Sure. All kinds of merchandise. And if you go to Michigan.org and click on the Pure Michigan store button, you can see what we've got. It's everything from T-shirts, hats, golf balls. You know, for Father's Day, we had grilling aprons for being out at the grill. Probably about 50 items at this point and growing all the time. And the whole point of the merchandise campaign, we do make money off of it. It's a royalty. It's not a lot. We've probably made, I don't know, $40,000 since we launched last fall, but in royalty. It's not really about that, though. It's much more like the NASCAR sponsorship. It's much more about the brand and continuing to get that brand message out there. You know, we want people to, you know, in fact, I was on Mackinac a couple weeks ago and saw a guy wearing a Pure Michigan hat. And I thought, well, there you go. That's what it's about.
And before we let you go, the new campaign for the fall and for the winter, can you give us a hint what that's going to be?
It is regional, but we are expanding into more markets for fall. We've got a couple of fall TV commercials. We've got fall radio, but we have expanded the number of markets with our kind of stabilized and increased funding. So we're going to be in markets like Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, and Indianapolis, which we have not done for fall in the past. So we expect kind of a bigger push this fall.
George Zimmerman is Vice President for Travel Michigan from the MEDC. He's in charge of Pure Michigan. George, thanks so much for your time.
Yep, thanks, Tony.